Do you want to take part in a Bible study that can help you understand the Bible better? Tune in to Glorious Morning every Thursday and Friday at 7:20 a.m. and on Maranatha Drive every Monday and Tuesday at 4 p.m. for an interactive Bible study. Through these studies, you can find answers for facing the issues and challenges you deal with every day. You can also find these studies on www.voiceofprophecy.com.
Indeed, that's where you can find those lessons and follow through as we study together. We are in lesson number 6 of the Discover Study Guide, A Second Chance at Life. And we are saying, who can save us is the answer that we are needing, the question we're needing an answer to. So as we wrap up this study, remember we're taking it 2 days in a week, every Monday and Tuesday right here on the Maranatha Drive. As we wrap up then our week's study for this week, we find out the hope of humanity. The thing about second chances is that seldom are they self-created, right? Usually it's somebody else who has to come and help us with a second chance. Someone outside of us has to grant it to us. And we're now saying, who can? And we want to posit an argument here today with Mfundisi Wami, Pastor Mfubi, taking us through that only Jesus can. Only Jesus can. And let's hear what the pastor will have to say. Good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome once again to the Maranatha Drive.
Okay, how are you doing, Uncle?
We're doing quite well, sir. We're doing quite well. How do you find you on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon?
I'm all good.
Marvelous.
We have a rainy weather here, so yeah.
Ah, that's blessings.
Yeah, we have blessings showering upon us. Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. Mfu, thank you so much for the lesson this week. Yesterday, making a base for us as to why we need to be saved and what we need to be saved from. Now, the question one might be having is, surely if you have a challenge, as any responsible human being, especially with the men, you try to fix it yourself. Can we try save ourselves, Mfu? Is that an option?
Now, in any other situation, separately from the sin problem, the antidote, like in the sin problem, the antidote to sin is Jesus himself only. So if we can do anything, we need to choose Jesus such that we can be saved. So there's no any other way that is going to save us from sin unless we choose Jesus.
Mm.
So yeah, in a sense, without Jesus we cannot save ourselves.
Why is that but though? Surely can't we try something? We've got already the manual telling us what to do. Do this, do that, and you will get life. Surely, won't that be sufficient if we just do that out of our own strength and our own might?
With sin, there's nothing.
Just forget about it.
With sin, there's nothing like that. Because I still remember this other song, but it was sung in my vernacular, which said, when the sin entered, there was a meeting in heaven. And everyone, like, the meeting was set, the table was set, and then everyone is discussing, guys, you see, this is the problem, the sin entered. So what are we going to do? Who is going to go and help the earth from the sin that has entered into it?
Okay.
And then no one else responded because they knew the depth of sin. But only Jesus said, no, I'm here, oh Lord. Send me. So he is the one, and then you see what he did. He came as a baby, grew up with us, and then died on the cross. So I think it's a whole process that needs him alone and his blood, because he has nothing else that he has done. Like he didn't do anything wrong. But for us, if we then try to save ourselves, like sinful as we are, we cannot. But it needs something which is clean. That's why you see in the Bible, they would need the priest would need a lamp without a spot to stand in for Christ. Now Christ is blameless. He doesn't have a spot. He doesn't have anything to do with sin. So he is the only one who can actually help us from this sin problem that has entered our world. And
okay, Mfundisi, maybe let's try another option. Okay? Let's fine. If we can't did it ourselves, surely let's get. Can we choose at least to say, I want this one to be the one that says, I mean, there are so many religions in the world and so many quote-unquote saviors and martyrs that come through from those different religions. Can I at least have a choice as to say, I want this one or that one or this sheep, like you were talking about others who were using sheep and goats and cows in some time past. Can we be the ones to choose who we want to be saved by?
Okay. So there are so many religions. There are so many things that like people pose to say these are the, like I have heard this other thing. They say you go and say what you have sinned or what you have done wrong to a certain person, and then this certain person will tell you, you go now. You are clean.
You are forgiven.
You are forgiven. You can freely go, my child. You can freely go.
You see
and
what I'm
this
saying?
Person is bad.
You see what I'm saying?
And hello?
Yeah, I'm saying, you see what I'm saying? Mm.
Yeah. So, and then that very same person, it's some days later or some months later, the newspapers or the news, he is on the headlines. It's so-and-so priest or a church leader was prosecuted due to fornication or due to adultery. Like, he's the very same person you went to a few months ago to say, I have seen so-and-so and I have done this wrong. But that very same person is the same person who is actually going to, who is falling.
Who's also needing help, needs to be saved themselves.
Yeah, you can see. So, I only saw, so if you go there and if you can take that example as to say you are the guy who went to the priest, and then you hear that the priest that you said that said you are forgiven is the priest that is actually prosecuted with doing something wrong, you are not going to have freedom. Yeah. But with Jesus now, if you choose him to be your helper to go out from sin, you're actually going to have peace. We talked about this yesterday. If he says you are forgiven and surely you are forgiven for real. You can go. I still remember I was talking with my young brother this recently to say it's very fascinating how Jesus tried to help us to get out of sin. I was thinking of this. We saw a short video about this lady who was caught in the act of adultery.
Okay.
And then these other the church leaders came to him to Jesus with her to say, we have caught him. We have caught this lady at the act of adultery, and then we want to stone her to death. Mm. And then Jesus said, okay. And then he started writing down. Like on the ground to say, and then writing whatever he was writing, and then he just said few words. If there is anyone amongst you we haven't seen, let him first cast the first stone. And then everyone else went, and then the lady stood left there, like she was the only one left there. And then he's saying, because everyone is, there is no one to accuse you here. I'm not accusing you. You go and do not sin again. And then she was forgiven. So I think in the fact of sinning and to be saved from sin, Jesus has the only medicine to it. And if we choose him, the only thing that we can do is choose him to say, there was an example in the manual which was saying there was this guy who was struggling to stop alcohol. And then he realized himself to say, alcohol is now making me not get close to my family or give my family the love that they should have from the father. And then he decided to say, okay, it's better that I cut my life short. But before I do it, I want to say it to the Lord, to say, oh Lord, I have tried so many times to stop this, but I am not able to stop it. But I'm just thinking of cutting short my life. And before he does that, he had an answer to his problem, and then he was freed. He was freed from it, and then he didn't even then go to the extent of cutting his life short. So I think you know, everything that we are struggling with or which is caused by sin, we need to go to Christ, and Christ will give us freedom that we need, and you give us peace that we long for. Yeah. And there's this other song which says, "What peace we often forfeit, what needless pain we bear, it's only because we do not put it to the Lord in prayer." So if we put everything to the Lord in prayer, or if we put everything to the Lord, we will actually find peace. And there's no need for us to forfeit for it, because if we just put our burdens to Him, you will give us freedom and peace that we have longed for Amen. So many times.
Amen. Mvunisi, thank you so much for that. Maybe as we wrap up, can you just quickly take us through the qualifiers then of who can save us? And you're saying Jesus here. What makes Him worthy to save us?
Yeah, okay. We all only have five that I will just rush through such that we don't waste too much of our time.
Okay.
And really, Jesus is the only one who can save us from sin. If you go to read Matthew chapter 1, verses 21, he said, Jesus can deliver us from sin because you are to give Him the name Jesus, because He will save His people from their sin. He is the only one who can save us from our sin. And the second thing is comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, which is Jesus can save us from our broken relationship with God.
Okay.
So, he has the key. He says in the Bible to say, no one comes to the Father except through me.
Mm-hmm.
So because sin entered by one person and all of us have sinned then. So He is the one who can actually be the mediator to restore the relationship between that has been broken by sin, the relationship of us as human beings and to our relationship to God. And He can be stand in the middle of us and God to say, okay, I want to restore this relationship. So we need to go to Jesus so that we can actually restore our relationship with God. And the third thing is saying comes from Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Jesus can save us from our from eternal death, sin's penalty. For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. And there's this verse we say, the wages of sin is death. So a reward, if you sin, the reward that you get is death. But Jesus now, if you choose Him to be your helper from this sin problem, He can actually nullify you from getting eternal death. Mm-hmm. Or He can actually rescue you from getting what? Eternal death.
Eternal death.
So He is the only saver for us not to have this eternal death.
Mm-hmm.
We have the fourth thing. Comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, which is saying Jesus can save us from a sinful, unhappy life.
Okay.
Like, we have so many problems that we have right now. Everyone, even for those who are in the UK, for those who are in Uganda, it doesn't matter you are rich or you're poor.
Mm-hmm.
There's something which is just not making you have happiness that you deserve. Mm-hmm. And you feel like you have this spot in your life to say, if it wasn't for this, we could have been enjoying, we could have been having this life without problems. So for us to have a happy life, a joyful life, we need to have Jesus in our lives. And He is the only one who is going to grant us this happiness that we all long for. And just to the fifth point, Jesus can save us from a sinful world. Okay. And I think of this verse which is saying, behold, I quickly come, and I have my reward in my hand, such that I will give everyone a reward of what He did. And these are the verses saying, I will come take you up, such that where I am, you may be also.
Amen.
So Jesus has a plan. he has seen that we have struggled with sin, and he wants us to go just for a holiday, like you have been to the school, like for a term, 3 months or whatever, a semester or something like that, and you feel like you need rest from it. In this scenario, Jesus wants to take us for a holiday, such that we go out from this sinful world. And this holiday is not a usual holiday that mm-hmm. when you go for a month and then you come back to the soup. Jesus wants us to take us Amen. Out from it. That Amen. Way that we cannot go back to this world again. He wants to cleanse and make everything new. That we remember that once upon a time there was something like this. But with this man and his blood and his saving power, we are now free and we are now living this way because of him. So he longs that he takes us out from this world to give us a new world, which is free from what? From sin. I think these are the 5 points that I had as we wrap up.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you so much for that. And I think the lesson puts it very beautifully on why Jesus is the one who can do these for us. And I like how these are an answer to what we need saving from, what we covered yesterday. I think that's a very beautiful connection that the lesson makes for us there. Vusi, thank you so much for today. But before we let you go, we've got a question coming through from one of our listeners, coming through on our WhatsApp line here. Earlier on, when we were addressing can we choose who can save us? And you were speaking about prayer and how we can connect to God with prayer. The question then comes through and it says, is prayer the only way we talk to God? I know it's a bit different from our conversation this week, but I think it's a very pertinent question and the listener might be benefited by this one here. Is prayer the only way to talk to God?
It's not actually the only way.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can take prayer as an kneel down, close your eyes, and then you talk to him.
Okay.
It's not the only posture that you actually go to speak with God.
Mm-hmm.
But we can speak with God through reading his word.
Okay. Okay.
We can speak to him through reading his word. You just take your Bible, you go to any verse that you open, and then that word is God's word. And you get to communicate with him to hear what he wants you to do. And then in response, you can actually talk to God through worship or a song. To Jesus I surrender, to him I freely give. Like it's you
who
is actually communicating with him through music. So there are so many ways you can actually communicate with him. You are walking and then you sense danger. You just speak to him. I need your help here because the situation here is very tense. You are not actually closing your eyes, but you are just communicating with him. So there are so many ways, but prayer is actually the bracketed term to say whatever you then do, you then have to have a moment. A quiet place or a quiet moment to speak with him directly. But there are so many ways to speak to God, and there are so many ways that God speaks to us. So prayer is not the only way to speak to him.
Mm.
We can speak to him through reading his Bible. We can speak to him through praise. We can speak to him using worship songs and things like that.
Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for that, Mfundisi. Truly appreciate you then. We really want to thank you once again for your time this week. May God bless you and keep you for us and have yourself a blessed holiday period until we chat again, most likely in the coming new year, God permitting.
Okay, we thank you. I thank you and happy holidays to every listener and to you as well.
Amen. Thank you so much. There you have it, my friends. Mfundisi Wetu, Pastor Clarence Mfupi, there taking us through lesson number 6 of the Voice of Prophets. We're in Discover Study Guide number 6. And we're saying there a beautiful, beautiful conversation. We were having a second chance at life. We're going to be wrapping up this one in the coming week. Don't miss that one. Every Monday, Tuesday, we do that right here on your favorite Christian radio station, Adventist World Radio.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.